And welcome in here to week number one of Trojan Preview on KJN, our chance to talk Atlantic football for you each week with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for taking some time.
Yeah, Chris, thank you. And thank you to KJN for following us and supporting us. And we sure appreciate it.
Well, we head into first week of the season here. It's always a lot of fun excitement around getting the season started. I'm sure, kind of built that confidence here over the first few weeks of practice, and everybody's itching to get out there and hit somebody else other than their teammate.
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about that, especially after our scrimmage, and I thought we did some good things there, but, I think the guys were most excited about, eyeing this Friday night and trying to, compete against somebody else. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, what stands out to you as far as the progress you've made here during the offseason and during these first few weeks of practice? Is there part of the game that you think like the team has really come a long ways on?
Well, I would think in all three facets of the game, both offense, defense, and special teams, we're just a little bit farther ahead than we were last year, and that's kind of to be expected. But, I put a lot of it on our off-season conditioning program. Coach Henderson up at the high school and Coach Jenkins put that together. I was just there as a cheerleader and trying to keep the troops moving, but that started everything off, and it just proceeded into our team camp and now into fall camp. We've just had some great senior leadership along with, the strides and gains we've made both in the weight room and on the, track field, basically working on our speed.
Well, we've already talked a little bit about this when we did a preview here a couple of weeks ago, but, some excitement, I think, for you with the guys that you have returning here on the team this year. Obviously, there's always attrition, and you lose a few guys that are key to your program, but there's other guys that are kind of waiting their turn to step up and fill those roles, but you also have a lot of experience that was on the field for you coming back from last year.
Yeah, that's, kind of the nice thing about it, and that's a goal we had last year was kind of develop some talent, whether that be, getting some guys some varsity reps last year, but also at the JV level and trying to really focus on those guys so that they're ready to go, when their turn arrives. And we're seeing, some of the fruits of our labor there. We got a nice mix, as you mentioned, of, true returning starters, but also guys that are hungry and ready to show what they can do out in the field.
I think especially at some of those skill positions, you have some speed out there that I know you're going to try to take advantage of. It sounds like, from what I've talked to you before, you really want to kind of open up things a little bit more on offense, try to provide some space for those quick guys to work in and take advantage of that speed.
Yeah, it's something that we've kind of always done. We didn't do as much of it last year, but we have some guys now that we need to do that and spread the ball around a little bit. That's just going to help us overall as a football team, not only on the offensive side of things, but defensively. We've got a lot of speed on the back end and the defensive back position, the linebacker position. So we hope that we'll be able to utilize that when we match up against, quality teams.
Something I heard someone else mention the other day, too, that it maybe does help and translates a little bit is a lot of these guys have started to have some success in other sports. It's been a pretty good overall athletic year, I think, for Atlantic. You obviously didn't have the success you would like to have had in the football season last year, but, things have grown. The basketball team got a chance to step on the floor at state, and you had success in other sports, track, golf, tennis, lots of things. So that has to help kind of translate hopefully into the next season.
Absolutely. And just as you mentioned, both our wrestling and basketball teams were just rock solid, and that extended into the spring sports. We did a lot of nice things in all of our spring sports, and our baseball team was competitive. So I was really pleased with, our participation in all those sports. We try to ask our guys to be involved in something, and they went out and did that. That's going to translate, I think, on to the football field this fall. It is a minor concern of our coaching staff. We haven't maybe learned to win yet on the football field. But winning's, very similar in all sports. You got to do what it takes to win, and our guys seem to be doing that right now. And I think we're going to see some good things.
Well, and obviously every team is different from year to year, so we can't sit here and know exactly what we expect from the opponents that are coming down the road. But, you know, it sure seems like the way the schedule sets up for you here at the beginning of the season, that there's opportunities to go out there and possibly have success early. And that has to also then breed some confidence to move into the season if you are able to get that job done early.
Absolutely. You know, it's real critical. We've got a tough matchup Friday night, it is very critical on building that confidence. So when we get later into the schedule and see some of, as we call them, the heavyweights, we've got confidence going into that we know, you know, hey, we can step on the field with anybody.
Well, you start off here with a Hawkeye 10 opponent here in week number one, a team that you played a really close game with last year. They have some changes going on. They made a transition at the top of the order there with the head coach now stepping in that's been with their program for a long time as a defensive coach, but Roger Williams stepping up now into that head coaching role. There's always going to be a few tweaks and changes when somebody takes on that head coaching job, even if they've been with the program. So I guess what have you been able to gather from Clarinda here so far? How similar are they going to be to what you saw last year?
Well, I think they're going to be fairly similar. As you mentioned, there's always some little tweaks and stuff, you know, very similar to what we did. But, you know, Roger Williams is close to a 30-year veteran, I think. And he does a tremendous job with their defense. I can remember lining up against him back in the early 2000s as the offensive guy, and it was a real struggle at times. So we're expecting that again. I mean, you just don't forget stuff all of a sudden when you become a head coach. So that's a concern. The other concern is, you know, just how hard Clarinda plays. They always play hard. Doesn't matter what their talent level is, and you know, they're at home, so they want to put a good showing on for their fans, their new coach. They want to get things going, and we're going to have to, you know, be able to match that intensity right away.
Well, when you have a guy that's moving over from the defensive side of the ball, he's going to kind of maybe bring that toughness demeanor along with him. And from speaking with him, it sounds like that's something that they really want to try to emphasize, is going out there and being tough and physical and trying to play a little bit more of a physical game than they have in the past.
Yeah, it's certainly, you know, they return William Scholl, who's their running back. He you know, ate us up in the second half last year, just a big kind of a bruiser. And three real nice offensive linemen that also play defense for him. But they are going to come out and be physical, and they have the tools to do that.
Well, and they play a unique style of football, too. The last few years, they've kind of been going to that spinner-back offensive set, which is a little bit different than you see most of the time. Sounds like they're going to use a mix of that and some other stuff as well. But, you know, I guess when a team throws something different at that like you, what do you do defensively to try to counteract that?
Well, our big thing is just getting lined up properly. You know, with our speed on the back end, if we can get lined up properly, we can still maybe have a false step. With our speed, can make that up, that false step up. And with that spinner back offense, that's what you're going to get is, you know, they're going to be going all different directions. You're not going to know where the ball is. And, you know, we're hopefully with our speed and our keys that we'll be able to, you know, make that false step up and make some tackles.
On the other side of the ball, is there anything particularly that Clarinda does defensively that you know you're going to have to kind of match up against?
Yeah, you know, they mix it up quite a bit. They'll go from a four front to a five front, or at least that's what Coach Williams has done in the past. So you're not just going to get the same set every time. They're going to mix in their blitzes every now and then. So we're going to have to be on our toes offensive line-wise. And, you know, we've tried to make it a little bit easier on our offensive line as well. We went to a little bit of zone blocking, and that naturally, you know, helps pick up blitzes. So it'll be a good matchup between that our offensive line and what they're trying to do with their blitz packages.
Well, I know you've got a stalwart to count on there in John McConkie in the middle of the line for you, but there was some question on who else you're going to fill in around him, and that's probably, I think, a spot of concern for you guys heading into the season, is how you're going to fill out the rest of that line. How has that come together here for you so far?
Yeah, John's certainly our anchor right there at center. Going to the right guard position, we're going to start with Mason Gergen. Mason, a senior, has played a little bit of linebacker for us, and you know, we just kind of thought he's got such good feet. Let's see what he does there at guard. You know, he put in his time in the weight room, so I think he'll be all right there. At right tackle, we're going to go with a sophomore in Kale Roller. Cale showed up, same thing, did everything we asked of him this summer, worked hard, and, you know, we saw some bright spots in him at our team camp. So he's just keeps progressing. Left guard is going to be Logan Templeton to start with, and left tackle Corbin Peterson. But Jordan Zarbano is going to be in a kind of a three-way mix there with those guys. He's a junior along with Corbin Peterson and our senior Logan Templeton. Those three are going to mix it up, and you know, nobody's really set themselves apart, so we're going to continue rotating them. We've been doing it now for 2 weeks, and we'll just see how it plays out.
Well, at the beginning of the season, every coaching staff, I'm sure, has a few kind of key points of emphasis that you stress to the team that you're wanting to see on a week-in, week-out basis. What have been some of those themes for you guys?
Well, we just our focus and our, excitement created not only in practice but now on game day. We want to be focused, and we want to have, a lot of excitement. And our seniors have been doing just a tremendous job of keeping those things happening, both on the practice field and even last night at our Friday scrimmage. So we're hoping that carries over. The other things we've just talked about here in this first game is the turnovers. We talk about that every week. It's kind of one of those coaching speak things. But the first game, those things are amplified on the turnover battle. We need to, continue to work on that. Special teams are amplified that first game. We need to have big plays, limit their big plays, and, finally just play hard. This is a chance where they get to get out there and show their stuff, and hopefully they're going to play hard.
Well, Coach, we look forward to what should be an exciting, tough game here in week one for you, and we look forward to following the team all season long. We'll have the broadcast for you folks tonight. If they can't make it down to Clarinda, you can tune in on the air or online, or we'll also have the video feed rolling on our TV page as well so people can check it out. But if you can make it down to Clarinda, they certainly are hoping that a lot of folks do that to create a good atmosphere for the guys.
Yeah, hey, we appreciate all of our fan support and our support from KJAN and you, Chris. Much appreciated.
All right, well, thanks for the time here in week number one. That's going to do it for Trojan Preview here this week on KJN.